The Ultimate Guide to Tipping in the U.S., When, Where, and How Much. I still remember my first trip to New York City as a broke college student. I took a cab from Penn Station to my hostel, handed the driver a crisp $20 bill for a $16 fare, and started to get out. He cleared his throat and gave me a look that could curdle milk. I had no idea I was supposed to tip him. He yelled something about the meter not being a charity, and I scrambled to hand over another few bucks. That embarrassing moment taught me a lesson I never forgot. Tipping in the United States is not a suggestion. It is a deeply ingrained part of the service industry culture. Servers, bartenders, and delivery drivers often rely on tips to make up the bulk of their income because the federal minimum wage for tipped workers sits at just over $2 an hour in many states. When you tip, you are not just being nice. You are paying for the service you received. Restaurants and bars. For sit-down restaurants, the standard rule is between 15 and 20% of the pre-tax bill. 20% is the safe baseline for good service. If the service is exceptional, go to 25 or even 30%. If you are unsure about the atmosphere and service style of a place, read our guide on how to choose the perfect restaurant before you go so you know what to expect. I always tip 20% unless something goes truly wrong. And when I say truly wrong, I mean the server forgot about us for 45 minutes and our food arrived cold. Even then, I still leave 10% because I know the kitchen might have been the real problem. Bartenders deserve at least $1 per drink if you are ordering beer or wine. For a complicated cocktail that requires muddling and shaking, I tip $2 per drink. If you are running a tab, just add 15 to 20% when you close out. I have seen people leave loose change on the bar and walk away. Do not be that person. Delivery and counter service delivery drivers are often forgotten. Whether it is pizza, Chinese food, or a grocery order, those drivers are using their own cars and burning their own gas. I always hand them at least $5 or 15% of the order total, whichever is higher. If the weather is terrible, I add an extra few bucks. They are out there in the rain, so I do not have to cook. What about counter service where you order at a register and pick up your own food? Those tip jars and digital screens can be confusing. I tip 10% or a couple of dollars for counter service if the staff is friendly and helpful. They are still making an hourly wage that is usually below the standard minimum. Hotels and valet hotel staff also rely heavily on tips. Bellhops who carry your bags to the room should get $2 to $5 depending on how many bags they handle. Housekeeping deserves $2 to $5 per night, left daily with a note so they know it is for them. I used to skip this until a friend who worked at a Marriott told me that housekeepers clean up things most of us do not want to think about. Now I never forget. Valet parking is another area where people hesitate. Hand the valet $2 to $5 when they return your car. If they go above and beyond by helping with directions or luggage, give them a little extra. Exceptions and rules. The most important rule of tipping is to check your bill carefully. Some restaurants automatically include a service charge for large groups. If you see that line item, you do not need to tip on top of it unless you want to. I made that mistake once at a birthday dinner and ended up paying nearly 40% in total gratuity. If you receive terrible service, you are allowed to tip less. But I always suggest asking to speak with a manager first. There may be a reason the service was bad that has nothing to do with your server. Give people the benefit of the doubt, but do not feel obligated to reward outright rudeness. Tipping is not about showing off your wealth. It is about acknowledging someone who worked hard to make your meal or your stay more pleasant. Since that awkward taxi ride in New York, I have never been caught off guard again. Now I always carry small bills and I never guess. I know the rules and I follow them. Your server will thank you, and you will sleep better knowing you did the right thing.